We are pleased to begin our program today, and we're going to jump right into it with a man that has shaken up the nation by running for the governorship of California, Larry Elder. Larry, welcome to the program. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Larry, you have done amazing things in the past few weeks, and I think most amazing is that you have exposed the media in California, as well as the mainstream media, for being biased on a level that was previously unheard of. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it wasn't previously unheard of. It was not unheard of to you, not unheard of to me, not unheard of to people who listen to your show, but unheard of to a lot of America. I was referred to by the LA Times, Bo, as the black face of white supremacy. All because I don't believe the narrative that America is systemically racist. So therefore, I am the black face of white supremacy. As you probably know, I was in Venice at a homeless encampment, and a white woman wearing a gorilla mask threw an egg at me. And pretty much it was ignored by much of the media, by the Washington Post, by CNN, by the New York Times, because I have an R at the end of my name. Had I been Senator Barack Obama campaigning for the presidency and some white woman wearing a gorilla mask threw an egg at him, they'd be calling it a hate crime. There would be an international manhunt. They'd be talking about it in Bangladesh. But because it's me, a tree fell in the forest, didn't make a sound. I'll give you another example. I've never, ever made a big deal out of the fact that I'm black and that I'm running and that when I win, I'll be the first black governor of California. I've never asked for people to vote for me because I'm black. I've never asked people to vote against me because I'm black. But the media likes to play that game. So let's play it. Front page article, New York Times, Bo. Big article about Larry Elder, not once mentioning that I'm black, not once mentioning that when I win, I'll be the first black governor of California. And I'm fine with that. But on the very same page, equally long article about the woman who's, quote, the first female governor of New York, close quote, even though she only got it because Cuomo resigned. But that was a big deal because she has a D at the end of her name. I have an R at the end of my name, and I'm no longer black.
Exactly right. I want to go further with this gorilla mask incident because law enforcement officials told the LA Times last Friday that the department was working on that case as a misdemeanor battery because the woman gave no indication, this is a quote, that she was moved by hate in a video taken at the scene. How else would you describe it? Someone in a gorilla mask comes at the only black candidate of national stature running for this seat, eggs you, and the cops make a determination instantly that this is not done on the basis of hate. If not hate, then what?
Well, the reaction of those officers in that department is not universal because the sheriff of L.A. County, his name is Alex Villanueva, said this is a hate crime and should be investigated as such. Look, I have no idea what her motive was. All I know is this. 20,000 convicted felons have been released early during the coronavirus pandemic under this governor. Maybe she's one of them. Also, we have soft-on-crime DAs that don't believe in bail. They believe in cashless bail. So maybe she would have been in jail had it not been for cashless bail. I don't know. All I know is that had that happened to a Democrat, they'd be talking about it from now until the cows come home. And
exactly,
by the way,
right.
she was wearing Bo, a gorilla mask. Everybody keeps saying it's a white woman wearing a gorilla mask. At the risk of my sounding sexist, how do we know it was a mask?
Ooh. Well, you haven't lost your sense of humor, Larry. Okay, I want to delve in with the few moments we have left with you to this business that you are going to look. I've been following your campaign. You were running your campaign on traditional, what are called conservative values. You want fair taxes for the people of California, which in turn would produce more jobs. Why don't you state the platform that you're running on? What is it that you want for Californians?
I don't want California ever to be shut down the way this governor did in a more severe way than did the other 49 governors. A third of all small businesses in California are now gone forever because he's paying people not to work. The businesses that are now open can't get workers. Crime is through the roof, up 40% in L.A., shootings and homicides, because, as I mentioned, 20,000 convicted felons were released early. We have a rise in homelessness. In 2004, when Gavin Newsom was running for mayor of San Francisco, he promised to end that problem of homelessness in his city in 10 years. That would have been 2014. Have you been to San Francisco? The average price of a home in California just hit, well, $800,000 because of the stranglehold environmentalists have over developers that can allow them to stop almost any project for any reason for any indefinite period of time. The average price of a home, $800,000, 150% above the national average. We have bad forest management, which is why we're having these severe fires. We're running out of water because we haven't added to our water infrastructure in about 40 or 50 years when the state was half its size. We're having rolling brownouts because we haven't adequately added to our energy grid. On crime, on homelessness, on the decline in the quality of public education. Half of our third graders cannot read at state levels of proficiency, and those levels are low, and the math scores are even worse. His own kids were enjoying in-person private education while denying in-person government schooling for the 80% of the black and brown kids who are in government schools in here in California. And I only mention their race because people like Gavin Newsom pride themselves on caring about black and brown people, except when it comes to school choice, which black and brown parents want. And that's why they're so afraid of me, Bo, because they know I'm from the hood. I went to a public school. I know about the quality of these schools. I know how bad it is compared to when I went there. And they're afraid I'm going to break that sorcerer's spell that the Democrats have had over black and brown voters. And I can do that. And that's why they brought in the heavy lumber. Obama cut a commercial for him. Bernie Sanders cut a commercial for him. Elizabeth Warren did. But they never uttered the magic words, Gavin Newsom has done a good job for the people of California.
Because he hasn't. And now let me just bring in another city very quickly. There was a story the other day, Larry, that a kid in Baltimore had passed three classes in 4 years. He had a 0.13 grade point average.
Right.
He was at the top half of his school. This isn't just L.A. This isn't just San Francisco. If you go into community after community in blue cities across America, the diseducation of American children is occurring, and it is affecting brown and black children, as they like to say, in ways that should not be tolerated in any civilized society. Now,
it is a national crisis. 75% of black boys in California cannot read at state levels of proficiency. 75%. Not a typo. Math scores even worse. We have about 300,000 public school teachers in California. I read a study that said nationwide about 5% of all public school teachers are utterly incompetent. I have no idea if that number applies to California, but let's assume that it does. That's 15,000 teachers. The average year of 300,000 public school teachers here in California, guess how many are fired? 2.2. We wouldn't put up with that with the cops. Imagine if 15% of cops in L.A. were incompetent, planning evidence, using deadly force, racially profiling. That would be 500. We wouldn't put up with it. We're putting up with 15,000 public school teachers that are miseducating, undereducating, or not educating our kids. And the Democrats oppose school choice, so a parent can put their kid in a private school, a religious school, a charter school, or, God forbid, homeschooling, and the Democratic Party still gets their vote. What madness is this?
Now, the madness is that the L.A. Times, as you said, has accused you of being the face of white supremacy. And not just one.
The black face
of white supremacy. Not just one columnist, but two columnists. Now, this hateful, hurtful language to me is part of what could have incited this woman in the guerrilla outfit to come and attack you. Because this is just fomenting hate. They've also said, I've read the columns in the LA Times, that somehow or another, you are going to harm black people, particularly if you become the governor. Would you please explain to me, Larry, why you would like to harm black people in California?
Yeah, I'm the guy that wants school choice, which urban parents want, so I'm the guy who's harming black people. I'm the guy who wants to do something about crime. When you put out these prisoners, they end up in the inner city. They don't go to the suburbs. The victims are disproportionately black and brown people, so I, Larry Elder, want to harm black people. That's how clever they are. They're able to destroy the family by essentially incentivizing women to marry the government and allowing men to abandon their financial and moral responsibility, which is why 70% of black kids enter the world without a father married to the mother, as opposed to 25% of white kids. Then they give these bad schools, and then when somebody like Larry Elder comes along, I'm the bad guy. I'm the enemy. But the Democrats that have done all of this wear the white hat, and Larry Elder and Republicans, especially black Republicans, wear the black hat. That's how brilliant they are at indoctrinating America.
Governor Newsom's camp, his campaign said, under no scenario will he lose this election. What do they know that you don't know?
Well, they're spending so much money, Bo, about $75 million. It might be closer to $100 million when this thing is all said and done. I'm going to be outspent almost 10 to 1. And again, all these people have come in, like Obama, like Bernie Sanders, like Elizabeth Warren, all cutting commercials for him, never uttering the magical words, Gavin Newsom has done a good job for the people of California. So they've turned this into a referendum on a, quote, Republican takeover, because they cannot defend this man's record. And they've been very successful at that. If this were a fair fight, if I had the same amount of money, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. Gavin Newsom would be packing already, but you run commercial after commercial after commercial with Larry Elder standing next to Donald Trump, and I did take a picture with him 5 or 6 years ago. This is a Donald Trump takeover, Republican takeover, because they feel that Donald Trump is unpopular in California because they cannot defend this man's record.
I would hate to ask you for a promise, but I'm going to ask you for one. Regardless, if this election goes in favor of you, as I think it should, and I would be very, very, very happy if it does, as well as the people of California, I'd love you to come back and spend some more time with us. If for some reason this election doesn't go the way that we want, this is just the first. Larry, you have to continue this fight. California has to be saved. And the Democrats are not going to save it. They are going to continue to ruin which is the most resourceful state in terms of natural resources in our country. They have ruined California. It has to be saved. And you are the man to lead the fight to save California, no matter what happens today.
You know, people come up to me crying, men crying, saying the same thing you're saying. Do something about crime. Do something about the fact that I cannot get my workers to come back. Do something about the fact that my business was shut down. Do something about the fact that my church was shut down while strip clubs were remaining open, while big box stores were remaining open. Do something about the fact that the cost of living has gotten to the point now where I'm thinking about leaving. Do something about rolling brownouts because our energy grid is mismanaged. Do something about the fact that we're running out of water. I cannot leave the stage now, Bo. My life has changed forever. I'm now a political force in California in general, and a real big political force in California Republican politics in particular. I'm not leaving the stage.
How do people help your campaign and help you, Larry?
To vote recall, yes on the recall, and get 10 of your friends to vote yes on the recall, and turn in your ballot. You can take it down to a voting center. Of course, make sure you sign it. Get 10 friends to vote yes on the recall, which is the first part, because if 50% plus one voter do not vote to recall Gavin Newsom, it doesn't matter who gets the most votes to replace him. I intend to get the most votes to replace him. I'm way ahead of my Republican rivals, but you have to vote to recall him, so vote yes on recall Governor Gavin Newsom.
Larry, thank you. We want to hear from you again, please. And thank you for spending time with us on this, of all days, Election Day, Recall Day in California. Thank you, Larry.
I'll see you in Sacramento.
You sure? Well, thank you, Larry. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Elder, this is a courageous man, and he deserves. You heard him. I don't have to tell you what he says. He speaks so well for himself. And I'm not trying to say, as Joe Biden would, oh, he's articulate and clean. James Golden, WABC Talk Radio, 77 AM, crown jewel of American radio. We are going to be back after this. There are two stories, the same story in two different publications today that were so upsetting, I was actually shaken by them. We will discuss them with domestic policy advisor Diana Mee, and we are also going to discuss them with Representative Scott Perry. Stay tuned. WABC Talk Radio 77, James Golden, a.k.a. Snurdy, will be back after this.